Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 873. Plan C. How to Make It Work When Your Situation Sucks, by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you every weekday for free. It's kind of like an audiobook, but from many different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer questions that you've sent in. Hey, it's the middle of the week. We probably need a little bit of inspiration, so here we go. Quote, "You can have anything you want, if you want it badly enough. You can be anything you want to be, do anything you set out to accomplish, if you hold to that desire with the singleness of purpose." Dale Carnegie. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Plan C, How to Make It Work When Your Situation Sucks, by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com. I went to the Utah desert with the hope that a coffee shop would have decent internet, something that is a guarantee in even the most remote places of the world. I proved this when in Punta Arenas, the farthest point south on the continental Americas, I was able to chat over Wi-Fi with my business partner who was in Austin, Texas at the time. Alas, that is not the case here in the Utah desert. Long story short, Plan A got shot down by the bad internet, as did Plan B. So what you're reading now is Plan C. Suitably enough, it's about how to make it work when your situation sucks. How to make fitness work anywhere, anytime. Circumstances can throw you off when you're living life and also getting workouts in. The equipment you were hoping for might not be available. You might get in too late and the gym is closed. You might only have 15 minutes and your normal workout takes an hour. And dude, moving around a bit will make you feel so much better after that long haul travel. In any of these cases, knowing just 3 bodyweight exercises will guarantee that with virtually zero space, virtually zero time, and literally zero equipment, you will still be able to move your body. You'll be able to do a bit of work for your body that feels good, sets your tone for the day, and helps you maintain your fitness journey. For example, while in California last week, I had a 4x5 space to do my workout in at my Airbnb. So I set the timer and did big volume sets of bodyweight activities. Here are the 3 I did. 1, Cossack lunges. 2, push-ups. And 3, single leg glute bridges. These are the 3 main exercises. Learn them. Have them on hand for you when your situation gets rough and you can't do the workout you intended. How to make sleep work when it really shouldn't. One of the other major parts of feeling and performing your best is getting enough good quality sleep. Guess who had thunder and lightning roll through in the middle of the night last night, and then a heat and humidity factor inside the tent that made it virtually impossible to sleep? Yep, me. I don't expect to sleep amazingly when I'm camping, but my guess is I got 5 hours of sleep total the first night. To better handle your day after a rough situation sleeping the night before, plan for a nap, even if it's just 10 minutes, and use a binaural Beats app from your computer or phone. The ambient noise and binaural beats are magical for helping you chill out for a bit. And consider modifying your workout to match your lack of sleep. Going for the biggest, most intense workout the night after bad sleep won't be your finest moment. For example, can you swap out today's hard workout for something more soothing, like a walk in nature, or a few sets of back squats with ample rest in between, and skip the usual circuit training afterward? Those swaps will help you handle yourself after a night of poor sleep. And when you do get a bad night of sleep, aim to start your bedtime routine a bit earlier the next night so you can do your best to get a bit of extra sleep this evening. How to make life work when everything feels like it's falling apart. Curveballs have a way of throwing you off your feeling great, performing great game. And sometimes life throws you a massive curveball. Immediate tension can set in when things don't go according to the plan you set. That's completely understandable. The important thing is what you do after you realize the ship is off course and you have to adjust. And the best way to do this is by accepting that you'll figure out what to do next, even though you don't know what that next is. Remember, it's not about what happens to you in life. It's about how you respond. Have a strategy for supporting yourself through the time of uncertainty when life tosses you that curveball. If you're a people person, you may do best in that difficult time by spending time with friends and family, talking on the phone to your best friends, or going places where other people are. Perhaps you're the opposite, and cuddling up with Netflix for a day will help you get through that first rocky bit. From there, it's all about getting your routine back and getting your eyes set on the new direction you're headed. You're stronger than these cage-rattling feelings when you first realized life tossed you sideways. If you're not sure this statement is true for you, do the following exercise. On a piece of paper, I like pen to paper for exercises like this, write out as many experiences and memories you can think of when you overcame a hurdle. Big or small, they're all important. Cheesy? Perhaps. Absolutely helpful for giving you a bit of logical thinking when quite often emotional thinking is what's guiding your every action after life veers off course? Definitely. Many of the exercises like this, where you use logic and analysis of your past actions and their results, are helpful for two reasons. Not only do they help you see your actions and results on paper, where you can read them objectively, but they also allow you headspace to clear your thought patterns out of the emotional patterns that pull you down. You know, the ones that sound like, oh my gosh, X happened, it was supposed to be Y, so I'm screwed, this is so terrible. That negative emotional thought pattern isn't helpful. So as soon as you're able to, start moving toward the logical, objective thought process so that you can get a plan of action in place and get your ship moving forward again in a way that makes you happy. My strategy for keeping up with my work while in the Utah desert didn't go as planned. I hope my experience here helps you do a little pre-preparation for the next time your stuff doesn't go to plan. Be resilient. Keep moving forward even when the line that's heading towards your target gets a little squiggly. You just listened to the post titled Plan C, How to Make It Work When Your Situation Sucks by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'm one of those folks who likes to know exactly what's coming up next. I like to have a plan in place, and I usually don't create a backup plan. I just like to have a plan and then hope that it goes perfectly. And of course, quite often, the plan doesn't go perfectly. I could completely relate to the lack of sleep example that Kate was talking about. Last month when I was away, I got in a fantastic workout on Saturday morning. I had slept pretty well the night before, which was amazing because I usually don't sleep well in hotels. And then that Saturday night, it was like there was a party on my floor and I wasn't invited. It was so loud in the hallway, I kept waking up. People were obnoxious. And I knew I had to get up the next morning early to get to my conference. And I knew how important a good night's sleep would be for not only my muscle growth and recovery, but for my attention span tomorrow when I'm in sessions all day. So needless to say, things did not go as planned. That day was very rough for me. But just as Kate mentioned in that post, I actually didn't get time for a nap, but what I did was definitely go to bed earlier the next night. And so by the following morning, I was feeling much more refreshed. To be honest, the old me would have been stressing. I would have been upset about not having good night's sleep and how rude those people were. But I'm learning as I get older that it's not worth it. And just as Kate mentioned, it's not about what happens to you in life. It's about how you respond to it. So I just tried to adapt the best I could the next day, and it worked out for me. So we need to find those little moments where we say, you know what? I'm going to step above this, and I'm going to be smarter than all of this, and I'm going to adapt better to my situation and not let this experience completely derail me. It's easier said than done, and I completely get it because I've been that way most of my life. But I am learning, and I'm trying to do better, and I hope you do too. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday, and I'll see you back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.